couple days back, I was able to see Transformers Rise of the Beasts. So let's talk about it. Hi, my name is Sean, and I love to talk about movies and TV way too much. With that in mind, go ahead and join me down below in the comment section. Share your thoughts on Transformers Rise of the Beast, the franchise in general, and your experience with the toys, the animated shows, all of that fun stuff to give me your perspective as you talk about these movies. With that said, let's get started. And when it comes to Transformers Rise of the Beast, I'll just cut right to the chase. It's good enough. Transformers movies get much worse than Rise of the Beasts, but there are also better Transformers movies. This one's right in the middle of the pack. And what I mean by that is that it's kind of like the middle ground between the sheer spectacle of the Michael Bay films and the much more character-based Bumblebee. So it's trying to do kind of the Michael Bay spectacle thing while having more kind of character work in there. And by blending the two things, the spectacle isn't nearly as good as the Michael Bay films, and the character work isn't quite as good as Bumblebee. So you just get something that's a compromise in the middle that is good enough. On a story level, it is a dramatic improvement over all of the Michael Bay films that always felt kind of convoluted, where there was too many parts, too many things happening. It is unclear exactly what you were trying to do in any given sequence. One of the big positives about this movie is that right out of the gate, they establish the thing that we're going to be fighting over. And then before things kick into action, we know exactly why our Terracons want it, why our Autobots want it, and how it can be dangerous for us humans. Very clear what everyone wants, why it's important. So in each situation, we understand what we're moving towards and why the characters are participating in this specific action sequence and what their goal is. Having rewatched the Michael Bay movies, there's a lot of action sequences where it's like, this is just noise. I don't know what we're trying to do here. It's always very clear what your objectives are, what we are moving towards, and what the consequence is of whatever scenario unfolds here for each of the different groups. On a character level, the big positive here is that our Transformers and our Beasts have distinct personalities. They don't just feel like caricatures or designed just to all kind of have this same abrasive, jokey personality like in some of the Michael Bay films. You have Mirage, who is kind of this big, lively, charismatic character, a real scene stealer. You have Optimus, who's in kind of a bad spot and has an actual arc, where like Optimus has a character arc in this movie, which is kind of fun to see. Like at the beginning, I was like, I don't think I like Optimus very much, but they have him grow and change throughout the film, and are different. Transformers have unique personalities. They feel like actual characters. The Beasts themselves feel like people interacting with other people, not just comic relief bots thrown in there. This is another thing that I felt like was kind of a positive in the film, that you cared about them. Now, when it comes to the human characters, it does a better job of kind of giving our lead something to do, a motivation for why he's joining us on this adventure and why he would be competent in a situation like this. They've given his background, they give just a little bit to why he'd be useful in this situation. And they come up with something in the third act. They come up with a plot device gimmick, in which case he's very useful in the final battle. And when you see the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about, but I dug it. I thought it worked well enough. It was like, all right, sure. If we're gonna do all this other goofy stuff, I'll accept that. And given what you've told me about him, sure, why not? Why, whatever. At the same time, you're still watching these movies for the Transformers. And in particular, a movie like this where they actually give the Transformers personalities and character arcs, objectives, goals that are very clear. And then we cut over to our humans at their day jobs. It even more so feels mundane. Like, why? This movie spends a long time setting up our lead character's job issues, his work history, his brother's issues, is like 30 minutes just so that we can kick things into motion. It's like, that did not need to be 30 minutes. That easily could have been like 10 minutes and just cut to the chase much quicker. And feels like almost like we're padding out the runtime or something like that. But so, as frequently with these movies, you wish we were spending more time with the Transformers than with the human characters. And that's unfortunate, because it's trying to like do kind of the sort of movie that Michael Bay's doing, but with better human characters. But it just feels like we're spending too much time with them. They are more fleshed out, but that doesn't mean they're more interesting than a talking robot from space in the middle of a war. A guy with normal job issues just doesn't compare to that in this particular context. Now, I think a lot of where the movie, like, I had fun with it. I thought it got better and better as it went along, and it ends on a great note. I was like, yeah, I dug that. Okay, cool. Ended on that high crowd pleaser kind of note. As I mentioned before, it feels like a movie that's trying to kind of blend the Michael Bay-isms with a little bit more character work from Bumblebee. But I feel like it's a film that when you actually watch it, it feels like it loses both the worst and the best of Michael Bay. So you watch the film and it loses all the stupid jokes, all the obnoxious objectifying of women. You can understand the plot. There's a reason for why things are taking place. These are all positives, but you also lose just the epic scope and size of his movies. And then the other problem that this movie has is when you're the seventh movie in a franchise in 15 years, we've seen it before. We've seen sky beams. We've seen teleporters bringing a big gigantic robot thing to the Earth. We've seen the heroic sacrifices. We've seen the resurrections. We've seen the gigantic epic battles. We've seen new Transformers showing up. We've seen all of this before, and we've seen it better. The thing that Michael Bay uniquely does well is the gigantic spectacle. He kind of invented even some of these cliches like the skybeam over 10 years ago. And so we've seen all of this kind of stuff that this movie does. It's good. The fights in this movie aren't bad. The finale's not bad at all. It's real thrilling and exciting. And like I said, has more clear objectives. But I have seen it before. So you have a movie that you feel like, I wish this had come out 10 years ago. And I feel like this would play 10 years ago. This level of storytelling with this spectacle plays so much better than it does now, where it's like, a little bit too little too late in certain senses with your movie. You're good. The story works. The characters are interesting, but it also is, it just doesn't pop like it used to, because we have seen it before. It's like, one of the positives I would say in this movie is that they take the show on the road. We go to Peru. It's a brand new environment context for a Transformers movie. And there's a little bit of like kind of this relic hunting side that I thought was a nice little touch. Seeing our Transformers in a jungle, a little bit different of an environment. But then it also means that as you move into the third act, we just kind of have this big, gigantic, epic scale battle in generic middle of nowhere context, which means you get awesome action in it. But when you've seen the third act of Dark of the Moon, that's downtown Chicago and buildings are collapsing and guys are jumping out of jets and, you know, raccoon suit flying through skyscrapers that are collapsing with all the robot action that just feels so much tied to our world. It's so thrilling and exciting. And now all of a sudden we're just kind of in this, on this CGI bridge with CGI characters battling each other. It just loses a little something. And I feel like I'm speaking maybe a little bit more negative about the film than I actually feel about it. And that's simply because doing the comparison game, the Michael Bay movies do spectacle better and Bumblebee does the character moments better. Whatever you're going to a Transformers movies for, there's a different Transformers movie that has delivered that thing better. So it's right there in the middle. Real quick, before I give you my final thoughts, be sure to join me down below in the comment section. Let me know what you thought about Rise of the Beast. Also, I'll be re-ranking the Transformers movies this weekend. Be sure to come back in a couple of days to check that out. In the end, I think it's good enough. It's certainly watchable. It doesn't make the gigantic mistakes of the Michael Bay Transformers films, but it doesn't have their strengths either, the sheer scope of spectacle, nor is it as strong on a character level as Bumblebee. It's just kind of safely in the middle as a Transformers film. Overall, I'm going to give this one a B minus on the entertainment scale. We'll go with a 6.5 out of 10. And if you're a gigantic Transformers fan, yeah, go see it in the theater. It's a movie that'll play well in theaters. Otherwise, you can probably wait to stream this one and you'll probably have a good time with it, but it doesn't make the biggest impression or impact. Thank you so much for watching. Be sure to come back in a couple of days for my Transformers ranking and keep talking movies and TV too much. Bye-bye.